Blog Talk Radio.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by Amber Waves Hair Salon, where every day is a good hair day. Amber Waves, located in downtown Naperville. And brought to you by Fast Signs Naperville, Sullivan's Steakhouse, and Advance Health of Naperville.
Wow! I feel good. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you.
Good morning, everybody. Hey there. Welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show on Internet Radio, the good show, I like to call it. It airs every Thursday morning from 9:30 until 10. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. I'm so happy you're joining us today. Thanks so much for tuning in to the good show. If you're a new listener, just what can you expect from my shows? Well, let me tell you quickly, each week I bring you good topics to discuss, good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. I promise you that. I also welcome your calls, so do call me. Tell me your opinion, your thoughts, your questions for my guests, and we have a few today. And anything funny you want to add, I'm all ears, especially when it comes to funny stories. So, again, the number to call is 347-945-7215. Don't call just yet, though. I'm not ready to take those calls, but very soon. The number, again, is 347-945-7215. And again, my name is Dolly McCarthy. Thrilled to have you guys as my listeners. This is the second show in the Dolly McCarthy Show series. My guest on today's show is from Tri-City Family Services, Jim DiCiola, good Italian boy. Jim is the president of the board for Tri-City Family Services, and I'm happy to have him on the Dolly McCarthy Show today. We'll be talking to him a little later in the show. But first, this is the Dolly McCarthy Show, the good show on Internet Radio, and we've got lots of good news to share. How about those Blackhawks, everybody? Can you believe it? They're continuing two streaks last night, 24 games without a regulation loss to open a season, and a franchise best 11 consecutive wins. I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. Well, I can. But I'm just waiting. Are you like me, just expecting them to win everything? If you are, give me a call. I want to hear from you. We want to talk to our Blackhawks fans. That is the good news today, folks, those Blackhawks, those Chicago Blackhawks. We also had a guest scheduled for today, Frank Holland, my pal from WGN News. He's the early morning anchor. Frank was supposed to be on. I've been plugging him for the last 24 hours, but unfortunately, he got called into a last-minute meeting. The news comes first, folks, before the Dolly McCarthy Show. Okay. So we're not going to have Frank Holland. I'm sorry about that. But Frank is going to come back next week. I'm going to work him in next week's show. I was going to talk to him about he's going to be dancing this weekend. This weekend is Arthur Murray's Dancing with the Chicago Celebrities weekend, and it's a benefit to fight breast cancer. It's this Friday, March 8th, at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Chicago, and my buddy Frank Holland, he's my newsroom buddy. Frank's on the WGN side. I'm on the CLTV news side. If you missed last week's show, my part-time job is working at CLTV News as a news anchor there. So that's what I do. I have many part-time jobs, including this show. But right now, you are listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show. And Frank Holland, again, was supposed to be here, but he can't make it. So he's promised to come on next week. And we're really excited for Frank. I wanted to give him some pointers because he's going to be dancing in this competition. And many of you probably don't know, but I did win the Mirror Ball Trophy in Naperville's version of Dancing with the Celebrities. So I was going to give him a few pointers on what he should do if he's competing and he just happens to slip on the dance floor like I did. You know, you still can win that Mirror Ball Trophy even if you slip on the dance floor. But I was actually caught by my partner, James Dutton, who's an instructor and owner of Arthur Murray out here in Naperville. So thank you, James, for catching me. But we slipped on that slippery floor, and we also had a wardrobe malfunction. So, Frank, if you slip, just keep dancing. Keep dancing. Doesn't matter. Keep smiling. Just keep dancing and smile. No one will notice it. No one's watching your feet anyway. And then I did have a wardrobe malfunction. So, Frank, if you have one of those, it wasn't a Janet Jackson. It wasn't a Janet Jackson wardrobe malfunction like that. Nothing like that. Nothing scandalous like that. But my fringe, I was doing the cha-cha, so I had fringe all over my dress, and it somehow wrapped around James, my dancing partner's button on his jacket. And we were stuck. We were literally stuck to each other. And I panicked for about 2 seconds, and then I don't know what kicked in there, but I guess a little bit of Hollywood. I yanked that fringe off his button, and the crowd went crazy. So, Frank, a little bit of pointers there for you. We are rooting for you. We hope you bring home another Mirrorball trophy in the Tribune family lineup there. And if not, well, you're all right in my book anyway, no matter what. So Frank Holland competing this weekend, folks, if you want to check it out, in the Dancing with the Chicago Celebrities event hosted by Arthur Murray. It's a benefit to fight breast cancer. So check it out. There'll be lots of follow-up to that on the WGN News, I'm sure. So we'll talk to Frank next week. All right. Speaking of, let's be frank here. Let me talk to you about last week's show. So many of you, I was just thrilled. My listeners called in, emailed me, and wanted to know more about this information that I gave out, that I'm from a big family. I'm from the northwest side of Chicago. So we're going to talk about big families a little bit today when we get to our callers and what it was like to grow up in a big family. I'm one of 14 kids myself. I'm the 11th. Everyone wants to know where I was in the lineup. I'm the 11th. And let me just tell you, it was never dull, always loud, crowded, but we were loved. I would say the only downside to having a big family was I had 5 brothers, and there was always a shortage of food. I'm not kidding you. My parents would treat us. You think I'm kidding? My parents would treat us on the weekends, too, to sugar cereals, and we never saw those. None of the girls ever saw them because the boys would be up in the middle of the night, and they would eat all the cereal. Oh, I just had to let that off my chest. But it was always great. It was always great. I always tell people I was just blessed growing up in this family. We're a good tight family, and grandma was always there washing dishes and doing laundry. Grandma lived with us too, and I have memories of sharing a twin bed with 2 other sisters with feet in my face. So I can sleep pretty much anywhere in any condition and not have a problem. But anyway, I'd love to hear your stories about growing up in big families. So feel free to call in with that, and let me know some of your good stories there. Last week's show, also, my guest on last week's show is Beth Norman of Simply Intentional, Parenting with Passion, and she gave us parents out there all some great gifts of wisdom and really creative ideas on creating teachable yet memorable sweet moments with our children. And she inspired so many listeners, including myself, and I've gotten so many messages asking to have her back on, and I've talked to Beth, and she certainly will be back on next month. So I wanted to thank all of my good listeners for your feedback, and I really do appreciate that and your calls. All right, now it's time for our good-to-know trivia question. I'm going to throw that out to you. If you think you know the answer, give me a call. And we're also talking about big families, too. All right, are you ready for this? In the spirit of my favorite sport, sorry, it's not hockey, although I love my Blackhawks and I love hockey, but, you know, my favorite sport is baseball, and hanging out at my favorite ballpark, Wrigley Field, hint, hint, for this trivia question. Our good-to-know trivia question of the show is, who said this? Who said this? It's a great day for a ball game. Let's play 2. If you know the answer to this, give me a call. I think I have a caller right now. Let me see if I can get them on. You know I'm – hello? Hello, caller? Uh-oh. Here we go. Hello there. You're on the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hello, Dolly McCarthy. I do have the answer to that trivia question.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I thought you were calling and talking about families. I'm not ready to give out the answer, you know, but you can
say
it.
Okay, that's cool. Well, I also have a couple of other things I would like to say really quick, if that would be okay.
Well, you know what?
Don't worry, I'm not going to put you on the spot.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I will not put you on the spot. Number one, I just want to say number 11 out of 15 kids.
14.
14, that's amazing. I mean, your parents, I don't know if they had a TV or additional hobbies, but seems like that was a fun house to be in. But more importantly, the only reason I called in today is just to let your listeners know that tomorrow is a very special day for you, is it not?
Oh, yes. Well, first, let me ask you this. Tell me your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Adam, and I'm calling from Naperville in order to say happy birthday, Dolly.
Oh, thank you so much, Adam. I really appreciate that. Yeah, I mentioned in last week's show, my birthday is actually Sunday, but I'm celebrating it with all of my good friends in Naperville and my colleagues at work and some other folks from around the Chicagoland area. We're going to be celebrating my birthday, yes, and the launch of this new radio show that I have. So, Adam, thank you so much for calling. And wait, tell me before we forget your answer to the trivia question today. What
Ernie
do you
Banks.
Think it is? Ernie Banks?
Yep.
What is he known for other than Mr. Ernest Banks?
Ernie, but what is he known for?
Yeah, what do people call him besides Ms. Ernie Banks?
Well,
another trivia I'm throwing out at you, Adam, because you're so
Yeah, now you're hitting me with another one. See, I'm totally unprepared for that.
Maybe this was too easy. Well, that was a very good answer, but I want to hear more callers call in and give me some more answers, what they think the answer to that trivia question is. But Adam, thanks so much for your call, and I hope to see you tomorrow night. Thank you.
I will see you there. I'm listening to your show. Good job, and happy birthday, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks, Adam.
Take care.
Oh, I just love my callers when they call in. We are going to get that answer very soon, but I promised you some good guests on the Dolly McCarthy Show, and I always deliver. Today, my guest is, I'm going to click him on here. See, I'm working on a new board. I started in radio about 25 years ago, and the boards were different. Nowadays, it's all electronic, and I think I might have him on. Let me see. I promised you a good guest. Yes, his name is Jim DiCiola. He's a good Italian boy. Jim, are you there?
I'm there, Dolly. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for being on the show, Jim. Jim is from Tri-City Family Services. He's the president of the board, and I want to welcome him to the show. Thanks, Jim, for coming on.
Oh, thanks. My pleasure.
All right. So tell us a little bit about Tri-City Family Services. What is it all about?
Yeah, so thanks. So Tri-City Family Services is a local leader actually providing the full spectrum of counseling and other mental health services for children, teens, and their families in the community. And we're pretty unique in offering a family-centered approach as to how we involve all members of the family in treatment, because it's not just about the individual being treated, but it's also about their other family members and other key partners that are close to the situation that also are part of the solution.
Mm-hmm. What is the general area this agency serves? You're in DuPage County, is that right? Or
that's the Fox Valley. So we're generally focused within the St. Charles, Geneva, Batavia, and the surrounding communities.
Mm-hmm. And about how many people do you serve as of now? I mean, are there
on average about 3,000 a year?
Wow. No. That's a lot. And the types of services that you provide, is it prevention programs, early?
Yeah, so we do everything from awareness to early intervention to crisis management and everything in between. There are things that involve not only counseling, but we also have what we call different support environments depending on individual needs, whether it's group therapy sessions, whether it's a parenting group for single moms, whether it's hot topics today around adult children raising their parents and the implications of the multi-generational. So it may not be as traditional as some people think around mental health. It's really about equipping people to survive and to manage their lives in the midst of life's challenges.
Mm-hmm. You said there were about 3,000 people that you served, Jim. What is the demand for the services now compared to even a few years ago? Have you seen it grow more and more? And has the stigma there that's there, we have to admit that it's there, of getting mental help, does that still exist? So I know there's two questions there for you.
Yeah, there is. So I'm going to start with the stigma. And I would share that there is still a significant stigma associated with mental health And what we need to do is really break the ground and look at how do we create greater awareness in the community about what do we mean by mental health and what is the facts around mental health. You know, in so many cases, I think people think about mental health and they go all the way to mental illness and some of the very severe diseases. But when we're thinking about mental health, it's really not much different than your physical health. You know, there are things that happen to individuals through the course of life that put stress and strain on their mental health. And there are many programs available to help people navigate their life through either counseling or other support environments. And so from a stigma perspective, we really need to break this down and have a really good conversation about what is mental health, what's your role in it, how do we come together as a community to help is really important because people are afraid to talk about it. Therefore, then they're not aware of what services might be available to support them. Mm-hmm. From a volume perspective, the demands continue to increase. And I would say that the issues are very similar as they've been over the last few years, whether it's from when you think about teens and children, whether it's bullying in schools, child abuse, eating disorders, et cetera. The issues are the same, but the awareness factor is starting to come up a little bit, and as a result, the demand has increased. In addition, when you think about some of those issues like bullying as an example, in this environment where you're on 24/7, yeah, bullying occurred when I was a child, but today it not only occurs face-to-face in the school, but it occurs online, on Twitter, on their Facebook page, on their cell phone, and so they can't get away from it. So the intensity is even higher in this environment.
Yeah, bullying is such a awful thing for even young kids to go through in grade schools, middle schools. I have a friend whose daughter is going through this, and she is in seventh grade. And you know, sometimes the one that gets bullied gets in trouble, like the one who's bullying. And it's just, you know, how you try to figure out how can we educate educators and what's the proper way of handling a bullying situation. But as you said, it's bigger than that too. It's online, on the internet, and we really need as a society some real concrete tools and maybe a campaign. Have you seen any campaigns? I've seen other than commercials you see for medications and on how to overcome mental illness in that point of view, you don't really see any campaigns out there. Does Tri-City have anything?
Dolly, that feeds into an effort that we're on. So I'm currently co-chairing District 303's Mental Health Summit, which is starting to convene on March 20th. And our whole focus is really to gather the community together to do a better job of identifying and overcoming not only the stigma, but making available the access of services and tools in order to equip the community to really address this issue. We brought together a really great group of leaders, both from the school district, the mental health professionals, our faith-based organizations, the police department, et cetera, and educators, to really come together and have a conversation about how do we address these issues that are facing us today, both from a stigma perspective, from education and tools, from prevention and early intervention programs, to identifying signs that would enable us to refer students or family members to the right provider, if you will. And so that's kicking off March 20th. There's not that many summits, if you will, or many communities coming together on this topic. It's sort of evolving, and we're really excited in St. Charles, under the leadership of the school district in St. Charles, to really bring this to light in our community and see how we could really tackle this effort as a community.
Well, that's such a great thing to hear, that you're working with school districts, so you guys could be a potential model to other school districts. Tell us how our listeners can learn more about Tri-City Services.
Oh, sure.
Get a website.
So, to learn more about Tri-City Family Services, we have a website at www.tricityfamilieservices.org. There's several resources available, as well as background on the types of services we provide, as well as reference tools.
And you do have an annual benefit coming up in April. You want to plug that right now?
Sure, yeah. Our annual benefit is on April 20th at Lincoln Inn in Batavia. We would love for all of you to attend or to share that. It's really in support of our Teens Won't Wait project, which is working with our children and teens and ensuring they don't have to sit on a wait list, that we get the attention that they need right away. And so we would welcome that support, and you could get information, again, at our website at www.tricityfamilieservices.org. You can make a donation online as well as make your reservations.
Fantastic, fantastic. Jim DiCiola from Tri-City Family Services, it's good to talk to you. It's always good to know what these different non-for-profits are doing in our communities, and it's great to see that you guys are working hand-in-hand with other agencies, school districts, to make the lives of our children and our society in general a better place to be. So I applaud you for that, Jim. And I want to thank you again for being on the show. I want to ask you, Jim, are you a baseball fan?
I'm not a big baseball fan.
Well, that's good. We are all. That's just fine. We're all fans of Chicago. All teams, all Chicago teams here on the Dolly McCarthy Show. Do you want to take a stab at our trivia question today? Did you hear what the trivia question was? Who said it's a great day for a ball game? Let's play two. Any idea?
How about Brickhouse?
Jack Brickhouse? Close, but no cigar, as my father was said. I think I have another caller coming on. Hello, caller. Hello, caller. Hello, are you there? You're on the Dolly McCarthy Show. Oh, I think they hung up. Sorry, I have a bad habit of talking too much and not getting to the callers in time before they hang up. Ooh, be patient with me. All right, you know, I'm going to give you the answer because, oh, wait, I have another caller. Let's take this one right here. No. Hello, caller, you're on the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hello.
Oh, it sounds like, is this Duffy? Is this my pal Duffy Atkins? I thought you were a guest call or a caller coming in, Duffy. Everybody,
yeah,
say hello to, this is Duffy Atkins. She is my pal from the CLTV Weather Center, WGN Weather Center. Duffy Atkins, a meteorologist there. Duffy, thanks so much for being on the show.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Dolly. You're doing a great job. I just want you to know, when you hear a loud noise in the background, that would be Ashton, my 17-month-old son.
Baby Ashton. Hi, Ashton. Oh, he is so adorable. You know.
I'm sorry. I know this is annoying, but this is what happens when
Duffy,
I call in.
He is just fine. Duffy and I, sometimes when I work, when I anchor CLTV evening, Duffy and I get to hang out, and we call it the D&D show. Just between Duffy and I, what do we call that? The D&D show? What does that stand for, Duffy?
Yeah, D&D, but I know that my D comes first before Duffy.
Yeah, it does. I'll let it go. Sometimes
yeah.
I tease Duffy, and I'm like, it's the D&D show, the Dumb and Dumber show. We just crack up. She's always cracking me up. Duffy's had a pretty busy week. With the recent storms that we've had here. Duffy, do we have a spring coming up? Are we going to get past this? And
we're already in meteorological spring, so we're definitely ready for spring to be here. But, you know, in the last 4 weeks, we've really packed a punch when it comes to weather because we've got more snow in February and March, which has kept us up to, like, near normal. Before we were, like, drought-stricken, snow-starved, actually. And now we're doing really well. We're near normal. So now it looks like we could get a little bit more snow early next week, but we'll see how that pans out.
Now, Duffy, when you are at work, does Duffy,
are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me? Okay. When you're at work, does Ashton is what? Is he almost, he's a 1.5, right? Does he watch you on TV?
Actually, it's so funny because if he sees me on TV, he'll stop whatever he's doing, and then he'll look. But he'll only look for, like, 4 seconds, and then he's over it, and he's whatever he wants to do. Yeah, so
now, I know I know this is going to crack people up that are listening, but I know you have a dog. Don't you have two dogs? Don't you have two dogs with funny weather names?
Yeah,
cute weather
names? Yeah, they're funny, all right. I have two Yorkies, and one of them is Stormy Weather, and Blue Sky is the other Yorkie. And I used to do a lot of school visits and talk about, like, high pressure and low pressure. I haven't done as many school visits since I've had Ashton, but the kids just love to see Stormy and Sky when I come out to the schools.
I love it. And Duff, you work with the legend in Chicago weather, Tom Skilling. What's it like to work with Tom?
Oh, my God. I want to say one thing about Tom, that it's never a dull moment. He lives and breathes weather, and I learn something new every day. Like, he thinks out of the box when it comes to weather. And that's what I love about him the most is that, I mean, everybody knows that he loves weather, whether it's a snowstorm, whether it's a heat wave. Well, he doesn't really like heat waves, but a snowstorm or a thunderstorm. And he loves cold weather because, you know, he does like to forecast cold weather. He prefers cold weather. But it is amazing to work with him to know that, you know, he's the creme de la creme in my field. And
he is, yes.
Yeah, sitting with him every single week.
You know, what's so amazing about him is that sometimes when I would work early mornings, I'd get in at 2 a.m., and I'd walk in the weather center, and there's Tom. He's still working. You know,
I don't know, after
the 10 o'clock news, he's still there working. And he's as fresh and chipper as he was at 2 in the afternoon when he came in 12 hours earlier. So I really have a lot of respect, and I admire him so much. He's everybody's favorite weatherman. But everybody's favorite weather gal is Duffy Atkins.
So that's right. And so
we love you, Duff.
If you can't catch Tom on WGN, catch me on CLTV starting at 4:31, and I'm on every 10 minutes, weather on the one.
That's right. And now, Duffy, take a stab at this question, my trivia question of the day, the good-to-know trivia question of the day. Who said it's a great day for a ball game? Let's play two.
Okay, honestly, Sally, you know I'm terrible at this stuff, okay? But I don't even know why you would even ask me this trivia question, but I'm just going to go with, holy cow, Harry Carey.
Hey, you were close. You were close. All right, everybody, the answer is, Duffy, thanks so much for being on the show. The answer is Ernie Banks, Mr. Cub himself, who played for 19 years. He was the first black player on the Cubs team. He played for the Cubs for 19 years, and he is my favorite Cub of all time. And I'm sure I speak for a lot of other people. All right. Thanks so much to Duffy Atkins for stopping by on the show. We are getting near the end of the show. I want to do a quick shout-out to one of my best friends from high school who stopped by my house just before the show started and dropped off Dimples Donuts from Naperville. They're over there on English Rose over there on the south side of town. These donuts are amazing, amazing. So thanks so much, Marlo, for coming by. I love you. And I want to thank Duffy Atkins for stopping by the show again, and Jim DiCiola from Tri-City Family Services. And I want to thank all my callers and those that called, and that includes those that called and dropped out. I'm so sorry I missed your calls. I have to end the show. I had something else to end it on a good note, a great poem that I saw in a new coffee shop I discovered, but I'll have to give it to you next week. So on that note, be a light today, stay positive, and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. Next week's show, Frank Holland will be on. Don't forget to like The Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. I hope you'll come back and listen in next week for another half hour of The Dolly McCarthy Show with lots of good news, good guests, and a good laugh. So long, everybody. Let's go, Blackhawks and my Cubbies. Have a great weekend.
If I wouldn't, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice. The sugar is fine. I feel nice. sugar is mine. Tonight, tonight, I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. And when I hold you in my arms, my love won't do you no harm. And I feel nice, that sugar is mine. I feel nice, my sugar is fine. So nice, so nice, I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. Sugar and fire. So nice, so nice, I got it here. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel.